Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
All Eyes on Me opens this weekend. Don't forget to go see it. You know, the first weekend is the one that counts. It's very important. And Zendaya has landed on the cover of the biggest fashion magazine in the world, Vogue. At the age of 20, the Spider-Man Homecoming actress looked glamorous in a black and white feathered dress on the July cover of Vogue. Her interview, the former child star best known for her Disney show Casey Undercover, talked about speaking her mind. You know, she said a lot of people don't realize their power. I have so many friends who just say yes to everything or feel like they can't stand up for themselves in a situation. No, you have the power. Zendaya pointed out the time she was cast in Casey Undercover. She told the producers that the title was not right and they had to change it. The Oakland-born actress, whose parents are both teachers, also said she didn't like her character's name. Do I look like a Katie to you? She asked. Then there was the time that the fashion police suggested she looked like she smoked weed when she wore braids to the Oscars. Well, E! Host Juliana Rancic remarked of Zendaya's look, quote, "I feel like she smells like patchouli oil or weed." After yelling at the TV, Zendaya recalled, "I went to my room, gathered my thoughts, and wrote something down, which is what two teachers would have wanted me to do." And we recalled that Juliana Rancic almost lost her job after that remark. And good for you, Zendaya. You know what? If anybody ever does a movie about me, I want that girl to play me. Anyway, furious Twitter users have accused Kim Kardashian of wearing blackface in a photo promoting her upcoming makeup collection. The Reality Snap shared the snap Wednesday, revealing she would be launching her first line of cosmetics, including a contour and highlight kit. But while Kim's fans could barely contain their excitement, others pointed out, "Why is her skin looking darker than usual in the photo?" and accused her of darkening it on purpose. Now, I did see the photo, and that was the first thing I thought, too. One person pointed out, "It's unfair for Kim to get celebrated for her darker skin tone when other black women receive racist comments about their appearance." Well, black women get told to lighten. Meanwhile, Kim spends her entire career in perpetual blackface and is lauded for her beauty. Well, the Twitter user wrote, "You don't have to be blackface," someone else told the star. Somebody apparently tried to argue that Kim's darker skin tone was due to a shadow, but the argument was promptly shut down. "She's never looked this dark in her life. Please don't start with it's a shadow." One user tweeted, "Oh, you know what? I think she's just trying to look like her husband and children. Just saying." And NeNe Leakes is coming back to The Real Housewives of Atlanta. The 49-year-old trumpeted her return to the reality show that made her famous on her social media Wednesday. She said, quote, "It's been a long process, but we have finally reached an agreement." She wrote, "All hail the queen for season 20 of RHOA at Bravo TV." The post was accompanied by a shot of NeNe holding a wine glass with a peach on it. Okay, wearing a royal crown. I love NeNe. The sexy Leakes wore blue jeans and a white patterned coat with tassels without a top, showing off her fit stomach. You know, NeNe has made sporadic appearances on the Peach State-based program, which begins airing its 10th season later this year. Since she departed the full-time cast following the show's 7th season, according to TMZ, NeNe's return came after a long time negotiation, and she will be a part-time cast member due to other projects she's got going on. You know, she's got this fashion line, TV gigs on ABC to tell the truth, and E's Fashion Police. And then production on the show has already begun, but Leakes hasn't appeared on camera yet. Hey, NeNe, we know you made that show what it is, babe. We are glad you are back. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, and like I said at the beginning, don't forget to check out All Eyes on Me this weekend. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN Online.